For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. Remember Huawei, the Chinese telecom giant the U.S. government considers a spying threat and sanctions violator? That company is number one in wireless network gear in the world, number two in smartphone sales. It's also on an American blacklist, cut off from U.S. suppliers. Yet 7 months after that first happened, the company's on track to make $100 billion this year, and it's showing no signs of slowing down, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Here's a metaphor for Huawei. A Soviet fighter jet from World War II, riddled with bullets and yet still flying. For months, posters of this image have appeared at the company headquarters in China.
That image of the riddled fighter jet, it's a call to put in that extra effort.
That's Huawei Vice President Tim Danks at his company's holiday party in New York. There was no partying in May when the U.S. government blacklisted Huawei for allegedly violating U.S. sanctions. That cut the company off from U.S. suppliers. The same punishment that almost sank another Chinese tech firm, ZTE.
Huawei recognized a few years ago with certain actions against another Chinese company that we needed to take some additional steps to put our plan B, so to speak, into action.
Plan B meant no more relying on American chips, considered the world's best, and making them in-house. Semiconductor analyst Linley Gwenap is with the Linley Group.
In some cases, I would say the Chinese products are not at the same, you know, quality level that the U.S. suppliers are providing, but the Chinese companies want to at least have some backup supply.
Huawei also bought components from non-American firms in Japan and Europe. And, says tech analyst Dan Wong at Gavcal Dragonomics in Beijing, it exploited a loophole in sanctions, allowing them to buy U.S. chips made abroad.
Huawei has been very creative in trying to use legal workarounds.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross suggests there's illegal activity, that Huawei is nudging U.S. suppliers to manufacture offshore to evade the sanctions. But Huawei's Plan B seems to be working. Its new phone, the Mate 30, which may have the best battery and camera in the business, has zero American innards.
It has definitely surprised industry, and it has really surprised me. Right after the entity list designation, I had expected that Huawei would have to fold.
He calls this Huawei's Sputnik moment. The company's revenues are up 24% over last year. Things aren't perfect, though. For instance, Huawei's Android phones can't include the Google Play Store for apps. Again, Vice President Danks.
This has been a very challenging test. I think it's probably one of the biggest tests we've faced.
Perhaps not the last one. The Commerce Department is considering cutting off Huawei from even more U.S. chips, even those made abroad. Yet another bullet aimed at this riddled warplane. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.